Golf legend Arnold Palmer made his 48th and final appearance today at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia. A four-time winner of the championship, Palmer is 72 years old now. He said he wants to stop playing the Masters before he gets a letter from the host club suggesting that he no longer enter the tournament because his scores are too high. The USA Network was there when Palmer teed off on the first hole at Augusta for the last time in the Masters.
That swing, we know it oh so well.
Joining us is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, as evidenced by Arnold Palmer, this is a golf tournament that is steeped in tradition like no other. What do you think? Is that for the better or for worse?
A little bit of both. This is a place that's obsessed with tradition. Palmer is only part of it. They've had one TV network broadcast for 47 years, CBS. They have a few corporate sponsors, but once you get inside the grounds of the club, there's no evidence of them anywhere. There are none of those hospitality tents that you see at every other sporting event. On TV, CBS only shows, at Augusta's demand, 4 minutes of commercials every hour, as opposed to 11 or 12 on every other golf broadcast. That's the good stuff. On the other side, Augusta is demanding in extreme ways of its sponsors, of its network, of everybody. Here's a true story. A player at a tournament a few years ago got to the 18th green. He set his drink down on the grass. The TV cameras picked up the logo of his Coke can, and the tournament chairman was on the phone immediately ordering the player to come see him to complain about that.
Amazing. How can the Masters get away with that? I mean, not succumb to those financial pressures that all other pro sports succumb to.
Well, it's pretty simple. They're controlled by this private club, and as long as Augusta makes enough money to keep the course in the pristine condition that they demand, they're happy. So what Augusta does is they make a good amount of money, but they also pass up tens of millions of dollars in revenue every year, and what they sacrifice in money, they gain in control, and that's what it's all about. All they want to do is run the best tournament in the world and be known around the world for that.
But Augusta has allowed a couple of changes this year. I mean, of course, there's the change in the course, but on the business side, CBS is going to be showing 2 extra hours of coverage this weekend, and the Masters has a sponsor. I mean, why?
Well, two words, I think. Tiger Woods. This is the Tiger effect. They get huge ratings when Tiger Woods plays. The Masters is the highest rated golf tournament on television. It's shown in 180 countries around the world. Augusta, even Augusta, can't ignore that fact. So on Sunday, they're going to allow CBS for the very first time to show all 18 holes live. And this, they've been trumpeting this as if it was a huge deal when this is totally routine for other tournaments. They've added IBM and Coke as sponsors, and they demoted Cadillac because Augusta says they only want global companies to represent it.
There's one thing that hasn't changed. The club does not have a woman member. The club was founded in 1934, and it's taken a lot of criticism this past week for it.
Yeah, it has. There was a story written by a former New York Times reporter, Marcia Chambers, in the magazine Golf for Women, and she questioned Augusta's policies and directed the criticism at the sponsors who promote diversity in their own workplaces, but they give in to Augusta's policy on not having any women members. Augusta says that they have no exclusionary policies per se. You might remember that a few years ago, Augusta came under similar pressure for not having any African-American members. They bowed to that pressure. Now they do have a few, and one of them, Lloyd Ward, who's the CEO of the United States Olympic Committee, spoke out the other day and said that the policy on women also needs to change.
Thanks a lot, Stefan.
Thank you, Leanne.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. He speaks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports.